Well, welcome along, Anna Faris. Hello.
Hi.
Guys, good to see you, actually.
It's great to be here.
And, of course, you're well known for being in the scary movies.
Yes.
You've got a new film out.
I do. It's called The House Bunny. And it's a comedy about a Playboy bunny who gets kicked out of the mansion because she's too old. And because she's never had another job other than being a bunny, she has no job skills. So she sort of finds herself stuck, living in her car, broke, desperate. And it's a good journey. She ends up becoming the house mom to a sorority on campus.
And she's got a very interesting way of remembering names.
Yes.
So if you could remember my name in the style of Shelley, that would be great.
Jamie.
Yeah. You have to understand it's very early in the morning.
It is. I know. I'm a little rusty there.
Anna. Jamie.
That was a little better.
That was pretty good. I've been practicing. And it's such a great way to remember as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think if it went is. Around my life now introducing people that way, you would remember. It's true. You say that she's kicked out of the Playboy mansion because she's too old. She's 27.
Yes, yes. Well,
that makes all of us feel really bad.
59 in bunny years is what we say.
What age would you say was actually over the hill?
Oh, I don't think there's any age that's over the hill. I mean, as long as you can still, as long as you have leg flexibility, I think you'll be fine at the mansion. They do have bunnies that are older. They call them the classics. And the classics come around, and they're, I think, in their 60s, 70s. But I know, I think for me, that wouldn't necessarily be what I want to be doing in my 60s or 70s, but they look great.
Really? No, yeah. Posing on by a pool, you know?
I know.
With your wrinkly bikini. Sounds great. I mean, you work with Hugh Hefner. I mean, that's a legend.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great. It was, he's very charming. He is a complete gentleman. It was funny. My mom, who's very conservative, grew up sort of hating Playboy magazine just because she thought it was, you know, she thought it went against her feminist beliefs. And then she came to I brought her to the premiere and she got a couple drinks in her. And next thing you know, I turn around and she is hugging Mr. Hefner. And she's like, oh, Mr. Hefner, you are such a great man. You are just such a great man. I was like, Mom. But he does tend to bring that out in people. I think he's very charming.
He didn't offer a job.
Yeah. That was a classic. She probably would have done it.
I read somewhere that even the credit crunch is hitting him. He's having to lay off some of the bunnies.
You know, oh, really?
Actually, yeah. It sounds really, like, quite dramatic.
Oh, no. Well, maybe, you know, maybe we can set up a little shelter for them.
Maybe your mom does need to go in. you look, I hope you don't mind me saying this, very much like Goldie Hawn in this film.
Oh, it's no, thank you.
It's got that feel to it, you know, very, very much so, about one of her sort of earlier films. Have you ever had that comparison before?
I have, and it's so hugely flattering to me. She's somebody that I admire. Her movies, I grew up watching them, and I really adore her. She's so charming and funny, and so that's a huge compliment to me. Thank you.
Oh, no, you're very welcome. You look amazing in this as well.
Thank you.
I mean, you don't get to wear an awful lot of clothes for most of it, but you must do some sort of fitness regime because you've just got this stunning body.
Thank you. I did. I did work out a lot. I did Pilates. I did a lot of running. I hated every second of it. But, you know, when you go to work and you have to wear those tiny, tiny little outfits, it tends to keep you motivated to do it. So, that was, you know, I wanted to, I've gained weight for some of my roles, and for this role, I felt like, oh, you know, I want to try to look like a bunny as much as I can. So there's a lot of padding and pulling in and big hair. And
there's some massive hair, actually.
There's a lot of hair.
And you get to work with Rumour Willis as well. Was this her first film?
I think she'd been in a couple with her dad, in smaller roles. But yes, we had a few girls that it was, that had very, didn't have a ton of experience. And I was initially worried that, they would be nervous or, you know, or have a hard time sort of being on, you know, in a film, on a film set. But, they were great. They were all so supportive to each other and really lovely. I'm really proud that they're all still friends. So that was cool because that was sort of the message of the movie.
Very much so, yeah. Well, the girls in the office have asked me to ask this one. Did Ashton turn up with a pack lunch?
With a pack lunch. Ashton and Demi did come by. So did Bruce. I was always so scared when they would come by, though, because especially Bruce Willis, he's very intimidating. And he would sit behind the monitors and watch what we were doing. And I was like, oh, I hope he thinks it's good.
You got a little twinkle in your eye when you mentioned Bruce. I think there's a little thing there.
No.
Oh. I mean, do you think, like, all the girls that were around, I mean, again, this is something that the girls in the office have just sort of gone, oh, Ashton, Ashton. It's like, do you think they all really fancied him? Was it really sort of quite embarrassing?
I do, yeah. But especially because, you know, it's Ashton who's a really handsome guy. And we had days and days where there weren't any, many guys on set, I should say. It was a lot of girl energy. And so, you know, he would come by and all the girls would get really, they would suddenly be, you know, really giddy and shy. And it was actually kind of nice because they would be quiet for once.
Oh, right, enough about Ashton. Yes, who is he anyway? This film, would you say it was a date movie or a mate movie?
I think it goes both ways. I mean, it's a comedy more than a romantic comedy, I think, which is what I'm something that I'm proud of, because you don't see too many female-driven comedies that aren't necessarily romantic comedies. There is a romance in it, but I think it's for everybody. It's a movie, you know, I think you go see with your friends, and you know, I think it is a great date movie because it's just so fun and happy, and then it's a, you know, great movie to go see with your buddies because it is a movie about friendship.
Yeah, I saw it with a mate, and
oh, good,
we were laughing our heads off.
Oh, good,
it was so funny. So funny. We've got some great one-liners in it as well. Basically about what your eyes are.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Can I say that?
Please do.
My character believes that the eyes are the nipples of the face.
I can't tell you the feeling I've got as she's looking at me saying that. It's amazing. What are you like when you go to the movies? I mean, I've, you know, you work in them, so you must love them. Yeah. Do you sort of go with mates? Are you a popcorn girl?
Yes, I love going to the movies. We have great theaters in Los Angeles, too. But I love everything. I love big action movies. I love scary movies. I love comedies. I love independent film. I love popcorn with a lot of butter. And if you, you know, forget napkins, then you have to rub the greasy, buttery fingers on your jeans. But that's okay, because you take them home and wash them, I guess. Or not. Or okay, they can just be your theater jeans.
This is why you got to do all those long runs. Yeah. You say that you like scary movies, because you are in the scary movie series. That has been a huge success. What are we on now? Number, I think it's 5, isn't it?
We have done 4 of them, and it does seem like a lot.
Did you ever think it was going to be such a huge success?
No. The first scary movie was basically my first big movie, and I had no idea what any of it meant, and that I didn't even know, I don't think, what a sequel meant. And then next thing you know, the movie makes a ton of money, and we're doing the second one, and then a third and a fourth. And they're great. They're so much fun to do. It taught me a whole lot about comedy, and I've had so much fun making those movies.
And of course, you were in Friends as well. I mean, that's comedy to the max.
Yeah.
Do you miss it as much as we do?
I do. I always find myself watching the old reruns. And I had a great time doing that too. At the time, I was, I think, on the last four episodes ever. And so the cast was getting really... It was a special time to be a part of that show because the cast was getting really sentimental, and they sort of knew that, you know, whole their lives as they knew it will be changing. So they were always giving each other group hugs, and it was awkward for me at times because I was like, do I join? I'm not. Do I group hug with them? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just wander over here and get some coffee.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, Rachel, high five. Yeah, Monica, yeah. High five. Anna.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, dear. Well, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I wish you all the best with this movie. It is really entertaining. You know,
good,
if you do want to go and see
it,
something that's fun for a Friday night, then go with your mates, go with your girlfriends. It's well worth the watch.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us. Magic 105.4. Magic 105.4.